This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Parmesan cheese you want from Italy, champagne better be France, smartphone components and just about everything else, China. But what about wine from China? BBC reporter Celia Haddon in Beijing has been doing some tippling in the name of journalism. Hello, Celia.
Good morning.
So tell me about the thirst for wine in China.
Well, wine is still seen by many average Chinese people as a bit of a novelty. It's something that's drunk at weddings and is given as gifts in very elaborate gift boxes. But that interest in wine is growing. French wine still dominates the market, but that seems to also be changing. There's a lot of interest in new world wines from the United States and Australia. And also there's a growing, if not small appreciation for domestic Chinese wine.
I'm particularly interested in local production. So there is a burgeoning local industry.
There actually are three massive Chinese wineries that produce a lot of wine domestically in China. Great Wall is one of these wineries. Dynasty Wine is another. The bulk of wine that's sold in China is Chinese wine.
Now, here's the important question, Celia. Have you tasted?
Well, I've lived in China for quite a few years, so I've tasted wine, particularly at weddings. But I did have the opportunity to enjoy a more formal wine tasting with Jim Boyce. He's a Chinese wine blogger, and he presented me with a bottle from Silver Heights, which is this boutique winery, and then also two kind of lower-end, more mainstream wines in China. The cheaper ones really didn't taste very good, and the more expensive ones, I've got to say, they were quite good.
You think folks in the U.S. and North America or Europe will ever get to taste Chinese-produced wine?
Well, interestingly, there's a huge shortage of quality wine grapes in China. So actually, domestic demand for wine in China seems to be outstripping supply at the moment. Especially the high-end boutique wineries simply can't keep up with the demand.
So Americans will get to use Chinese computers, Chinese toys, Chinese just about everything else, but maybe not wine, at least the medium run. That's so interesting.
I think the Chinese are going to want to keep the wine for themselves, though they're willing to sell the other products, but the wine will stay in China.
The BBC's Celia Haddon in Beijing, thank you very much.
Thank you.